Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. In our series of talks with Democratic governors and lawmakers this week, we are being told about a changing electoral map and a shifting electorate, which has produced some extraordinary anomalies and contradictions in certain regions and localities around the country. Think of the state of Wisconsin. It's one of the few states that gave Senator Ted Cruz a win over Donald Trump in the presidential primaries. It's also the state of Tea Party-beloved Republican Governor Scott Walker. It's also the state that elected Tammy Baldwin to be the first woman from Wisconsin to be a U.S. senator and the first openly gay member elected to the Senate. She told Todd Zwillick that Wisconsin's unpredictability and contradictions will bedevil the GOP this fall.
In Donald Trump's divisiveness, people who are angry, he's able to speak to them in a way that says, well, let's blame your problems, let's blame your fears on this group or that group. He's dividing Americans. Didn't George W. Bush win his second election based on fear of foreign terrorism and fear of the LGBT community? I mean, they had all the marriage amendments on the ballot. I mean, this is a tactic that I've seen before.
You mentioned some of the divisions against LGBTQ people in the last election. One of the only groups Donald Trump hasn't gone after in one form or another in this election is gay and lesbian people. That's remarkable.
I beg to differ. Have you seen the Republican platform? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, but Trump was completely hands-off. He had nothing to do with the platform that the party did.
What sort of leadership is that?
We were in Cleveland last week, and I counted at least five, possibly six different times from the dais where that acronym LGBT or LGBTQ was mentioned. Now, I've never heard it a single time in all of my Republican conventions. And here it comes in a religious invocation. Here it comes one of Trump's employees saying it doesn't matter whom you love or who you are.
I'm certainly not an expert on Republican Party history. But after the 2012 race, the chairman of the RNC did what they called the postmortem, and basically said, we will not win elections if we do not reach out to Latinos, if we do not reach out to millennials, if we do not reach out to members of the LGBTQ community. And for the first several years after that was uttered, it was ignored. It was completely ignored.
Let's talk about the Senate. There's a lot of speculation about what might happen in a lame duck session. One school of thought is that if Hillary wins this election, the Republicans would go ahead and try to put Merrick Garland on the floor and approve that nomination so that Hillary Clinton doesn't get the choice in the first couple months of her presidency. Have you heard real talk among Democrats or even one or two Republicans who talk to you that that might be the play?
There is active wondering whether a Mitch McConnell would schedule a vote on this nominee if he knew that they had lost control of the Senate and that Hillary had won the presidency. But we have as many alternate scenarios, too, and nobody's showing their cards on this one, and I'm not sure anyone other than Mitch McConnell knows.
If Donald Trump wins the presidency, the Senate is going to be one crazy place next year.
America is going to be one crazy place if that were to happen. I'm not concerned about what my day-to-day life looks like. I'm concerned about what the world looks like, what the average American can look forward to or has to fear.
Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, thank you for joining us here at the DNC.
Thank you.